Well, Judith, you can't have it both ways.
Alan's on the phone in the kitchen.
Yeah, no, if you want to stay in that house and drive that car, then I have to live here to save money. No, I don't agree that he's a bad influence on Jake.
Charlie points to himself.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Charlie, I understand the point spread, but I'm still confused about the VIG.
Okay, VIG is short for vigorish, and it means the percentage you pay to a bookie to take your bet.
So it's better to be a bookie.
Oh, my little boy is growing up.
Judith, hang on. I have got to stop you here, because right at this very minute, I am watching Charlie help Jake with math.
Alan sends Jake out of the room.
Well, go ahead and call your lawyers, but I think I am well within my rights here. Well, I don't know what Jake is telling you about Charlie's dates, but he is a kid and he blows things out of proportion. Well, if by nude swimming you mean she had no bathing suit on whatsoever, then that never happened.
Charlie tilts his hand up and down, indicating that that might not be entirely true. Two and a half men. Charlie's asleep in bed as his burly housekeeper Berta comes in and starts picking up his untidy clothes.
I can see the clothes hamper was a wise purchase.
He wakes bleary-eyed.
No, it's Liz Hurley, but I'm holding water.
I'm still sleeping here. Could you come back in a little while?
I could, or you could get your pampered ass out of bed and let me do my demeaning job and get on with my hellish life.
Excuse me, Berta, but last time I checked, you worked for me, so I'll get up when I'm good and ready.
She yanks the bedclothes off him and starts rolling them up. He gets up and goes into the bathroom. Berta stomps in after him.
Hey, do you want clean towels?
But I'm trying to do something here.
So do it.
Well, I can't do it now.
Charlie follows her out, pulling up his pajama bottoms.
Beyond the usual demeaning job, hellish life stuff.
You really want to know?
No, but I'm up and my bed's gone.
Okay, so I told you about my daughter, right?
You have a daughter?
I have three.
Three? Wow. You gotta start learning to say no, little lady.
Berta scowls and he follows her into the kitchen.
I hate to criticize, but the coffee filters you've been buying have chemicals in them. And I love it.
Get out of my way.
Oh, what's wrong with her?
Apparently, she has children.
And one of them showed up last night and left her little girl, who I have to drag with me everywhere because I can't leave her alone in the house.
So you brought her here?
Yeah. Is that going to be a problem?
That's wonderful.
Oh, happy to have her.
Yeah.
So where is she?
She's playing with Jake.
Oh, good. A little playmate for Jake. That'll give him something to do for Jake.
I just hope they're quiet, because I got a lot of work to do.
Nana, did you throw out my cigarettes again?
It's a hot young babe in tight denim shorts.
Prudence, you're 16 years old. You want to end up on a breathing machine like your Uncle Chick?
Mom lets me smoke.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? No reason I shouldn't trust the judgment of a woman who's off selling bootleg Metallica t-shirts in a monster truck rally.
Mom sounds like a real go-getter.
So what am I supposed to do here all day?
You're supposed to help me clean, that's what. Here, you can start with his toilet.
She points to Alan, who looks awkward.
I'm Alan.
What kind of car do you drive?
A Volvo station wagon.
What do you got?
I got nothing, not a damn thing.
Hey, Prudence, you set up my Xbox. You ready to play?
Sure.
Get to work, Prudence.
Maybe later, handsome. Stupid old woman.
Isn't she wonderful?
Dear
oh,
God.
Later, slim, dark-haired young Prudence is seductively sponging down the veranda window. Charlie and Alan stare at her from inside, then try to pull themselves together.
Well, I'd better get started on that work.
Charlie glances back at her.
To do.
Yeah, I gotta catch up on some paperwork that has to do with the office.
They shoot furtive glances at sexy Prudence.
Your job. Your chiropractor job.
Yeah, and you'll be what? You'll be writing a jingle?
Yeah. Potato chips.
Nah.
You know, the ones in the can.
Yeah. I like those.
They try not to look at Prudence.
All right, then. I'm gonna go over to the piano now.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go to the kitchen and, yeah.
Prudence wrings out her sponge and white foam oozes over her bare midriff. Alan forces himself into the kitchen and Charlie sits at the piano. Prudence knocks on the window.
Yes?
She comes inside.
You're pretty good.
Thanks.
Are you in a band?
No.
I used to go out with a bass player, and he wrote this beautiful song for me called Dear Prudence.
Yeah, that sounds like something a bass player would do.
You know, I've always wanted to play the piano. Do you think you could teach me something?
She sits beside him.
So, do you have a girlfriend?
Me? Oh, yeah, big time girlfriend. We're practically engaged.
Prudence, he's old enough to be your father, and knowing your mother, he might be. Just wash the damn windows.
I'm not your father.
How do you stand her? She's such a...
Whoa, don't talk like that about your grandmother.
Hey, you don't know her. She's all sweet and nice with you.
Yeah. She's a real gumdrop. My point is, you've got to respect her because she loves you, and I've seen her pick up the stove to vacuum under it.
Rose knocks on the window.
There's Rose, my girlfriend. Come on in, baby.
Okay.
Rose, this is Berta's 16-year-old granddaughter, Prudence. Prudence, this is my girlfriend who I'm free to take across state lines, Rose.
Rose nods, getting the picture. Rose kisses Charlie passionately.
What? Huh? Oh, thank God.
Berta, does Prudence have a boyfriend?
Oh, honey, don't get me started.
What does that mean?
It means if she gets a high school diploma before she gets a baby, she'll be the first one in the family.
Prudence swans in.
The Pennsylvania Goofy Juice is mine, but you can have one.
Oh, thanks, handsome. Is this beer for anybody?
Prudence, you're 16.
You know, Prudence, the Goofy Juice has vitamin C and calcium. It's much better than beer for a growing body. Not that your body needs to grow.
Prudence stares at Alan across the table.
Fastest runner in my class.
Cool.
Spring break's over. Back to work.
Later, stud. Boy, she smells good.
Yeah, if you like camel filters and pheromones. I gotta do some grocery shopping for your brother. I'll be back in a little while.
What about Prudence?
She'll be fine. Just keep her out of the liquor cabinet. Don't do anything stupid or you'll go to jail.
Why would you go to jail?
Well, that's kind of complicated.
And why was Uncle Charlie kissing Rose?
Well, that was the...
And what are pheromones?
That one I know, and it's pronounced pheromones.
Prudence takes off her shirt. Jake goes out to Prudence, who's in a bikini top. Prudence paints her toenails.
Wow. You're really good at that.
Thanks. I took some cosmetology courses. I figure I'll be a beautician. Or a supermodel.
Cool. You want another goofy juice?
Aren't you the sweetest?
Jake takes her empty carton and heads towards the kitchen, slamming into the closed French windows.
That's twice he's done that. You gotta admit, she did a nice job on those windows.
Jake smiles back at Prudence, then opens the French window and goes inside.
Jake, you need to get started on that book report.
But Prudence is thirsty.
I'll take care of Prudence. Come on, get going.
Man.
Charlie, you
want
to...
Not a chance in hell.
Rose puts her arm around Charlie.
Remember when you used to say that about us?
Charlie turns and looks at smiling Rose. Alan wanders out onto the veranda. He hesitates when he sees Prudence sunbathing in a skimpy bikini. She has her eyes closed, and he holds the carton of juice out to her.
Here.
Thanks. Where's my little pal?
He has work to do, kind of like you.
Aw, are you gonna tell on me?
No, it was just an observation. Just calling them as I see them. Glean from it what you will.
What are you talking about?
I'm not really sure anymore. But I do want you to know that I understand how angry and powerless you feel. I mean, believe it or not, I was a teenager once, too. And I can remember what it's like to rebel against parental authority. Or, in your case, grandparental authority.
Can you put some of this on my back?
No.
If you don't, I'll burn.
If I do, I will.
Charlie answers the door to Judith.
Oh, Judith. What a surprise.
Hello, Charlie.
He keeps the door half closed.
So... what's new?
Where's Jake?
In his room, doing a book report.
Well, how can he do a book report when he left the book at my house?
That little Dickens. Trying to pull the wool over our eyes. I'll take care of this right now. Bye.
Charlie, I want to see Jake.
Oh, sure. Hang on.
He shuts the door.
Jake? Your mother's here.
On the veranda, Alan springs up and makes to run into the house, but slams into the closed French windows. He opens them and comes inside as Jake enters.
What?
Your mom's here. Talk to your mom. Here he is.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie. Are you having a fun weekend?
Mm-hmm. You know Berta, Uncle Charlie's housekeeper?
Of course she knows her. Who doesn't know Berta?
She brought her granddaughter over.
Yeah, sweet little kid.
Well, that's nice. Have you been playing with her?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has, not me. Hey, Judith, what's up? Well, it turns out this little rascal was pulling a fast one on us. Doing a book report without the book.
Oh, Jake. All right, young man, you get to work right now.
Jake.
Oh, yeah.
He takes the book.
So, thanks for stopping by. I guess I'll see you when you come to pick him up.
What's going on here?
Nothing. What?
Oh, hi, Judith. Did you hear the good news? Charlie and I are back together.
Oh, really?
Yep, that's what's going on here.
Well, just show a little discretion in front of my son, Charlie.
Absolutely. You got that, Rose? Discretion.
Got it, monkey man.
Judith looks baffled and goes. Alan slams the door behind her, then slides down it.
I think I have a concussion.
Alan, Charlie, and Rose sit at the table as Jake comes in with Prudence.
Thanks for helping me in my book report, Prudence.
Oh, no problem. Fourth grade stuff is easy for me.
Should be. You did it twice. Let's go before we miss the bus.
Later, handsome.
Bye.
Alan holds an ice pack to his head and Rose takes Charlie's hand.
So, what are we doing tonight, sweetie?
Rose, I really appreciate your help, but you don't have to pretend to be my girlfriend anymore.
Oh, no. Are you pretending to break break up with me?
That night, Charlie comes out of his bedroom, turns on the light, and totters downstairs.
2 o'clock in the morning, this better be God.
He opens the door to Prudence.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Prudence, what the hell are you doing here?
I had a fight with my grandmother.
So? When I have a fight with my grandmother, I don't come to your house.
I know, I'm sorry. I just didn't know where else to go, and I thought you were cool.
Look, Prudence, this just can't happen. I mean, you're very nice and pretty, but in prison, so am I.
A skater dude.
House, man, you should run it to MTV.
Who the hell are you?
What's going on?
Put down the toothbrush, Alan. We got bigger problems than gingivitis.
What's she doing here? Who the hell is this?
This is Freddy, my fiance.
Sup?
Sup? I'll tell you what's sup. I'm sup, and I should be sleeping. What is going on here?
Well, Freddy came over to announce our engagement, and Nana threw him out.
Really? She didn't take a shine to Bazooka Joe here?
I'm kind of more of an acquired taste.
So we just need a place to crash tonight, because tomorrow we're going to go to Vegas and get married.
Oh, Prudence, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah. If you leave right now, you can beat the traffic.
We can't go tonight. Freddy's got to pick up his last paycheck from the photo mat.
Yeah, $218.
I'll give you $300 to leave right now.
Tell them you can't let them go.
Why not?
Because they're stupid and they'll die.
Who's he?
This is Freddy, my fiancé.
You're marrying him?
Uh-huh. Freddy, this is Jake.
Sup?
Rose comes in.
Charlie, I saw the lights come on. Is everything okay?
Yeah, Rose. Everything's fine.
She's your girlfriend, but she doesn't sleep here? Yeah, what's up with that, Charlie?
I told you they'd be here.
Come here, you little snot bubble. What do you think you're doing with my baby girl?
Mom, leave him alone. I love him.
Give me a break, Prudence. You're 16 years old, and your hormones are doing all your thinking for you.
Hi, you must be Charlie.
Prudence's mom grins.
That's it. We're out of here.
But Mom!
Grandma!
No, shut up, both of you.
Can I at least give him my number?
He's got your number, sweetheart.
Berta manhandles Prudence and her mom out. Freddy looks awkward.
I guess I'll take the couch. Okay, I'm going.
Rose trudges out.
It was worth a shot.
Next day, Charlie and Alan are in the living room as Jake comes in.
Is Mom here yet?
No, sit down a minute, Jake, okay?
Did I do something wrong?
No. We just want to talk.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well, you know how I've always told you that you should always tell your parents the truth, no matter what?
Mm-hmm. Well, forget it.
Charlie, Jake, it's just that we're just saying that a lot of things happened here this weekend, and it's not really necessary that your mother know about them.
So you want me to lie?
No, it's not really lying. When a boy becomes a man, and that's what you're becoming, right, Charlie?
Oh, yeah, a man.
He has to start protecting the women in his life from certain things.
Like the truth.
You understand?
I think so. You don't want Mom to know about Prudence and her boyfriend and everything.
Good man.
Alan answers the door.
Hi, Judith.
Hello, Alan. Charlie.
Judith.
You ready to go, sweetheart?
Yep.
So how was your weekend?
Uncle Charlie says I don't have to tell you.
Judith turns back to the brothers, and Alan shuts the door. ITFC audio description.